Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show for those of you just tuning us on, and welcome back for those of you that were just listening to the previous show. We've got a great show for you today, Growing Young. Dr. Nusheen Darvish is coming in the house here. For those of you that know who Dr. Darvish is, well, I will tell you this. She is on a journey, just as our previous guest, Jorge, talked about, a journey towards healing and optimal wellness for herself, for her family, and for the countless people that walk through the doors of Holistic Medical Center. And so she's joining us here today as a holistic clinician. She integrates Western and Eastern medicine, combining care of mind and body to address chronic illness, cancer, women's health, allergies, and much more than that. So today you're going to get a sense of what it means to grow young. There are a variety of holistic, therapeutic, anti-aging, bioidentical hormone, you name it. This is what's going on in her practice. I've been able to get this firsthand because I met Dr. Darvish, a bunch of years ago, and she has literally saved my life. But more than that, I have been able to take the journey with the many people that have walked through her doors. You know, doors that you, for those of you that are kind of new to her practice, you know that she had smaller doors not too long ago, but the same amount of people coming through. So today's show is to talk about growing young. Hopefully she'll talk a bit about her journey to China. I don't know if she will, but we'll find out in a minute. You know, I'm still a little bit shaken up a little bit, Benny, from our last little show and that gift from Jorge.
Why is that?
Very, very powerful, very spiritual. Mm-hmm. Did you get to touch it?
I did not. You know, that's not to say that's your business. That's your gift. I don't want to have anything like bad juju rub off on it.
You won't have bad juju.
Hey, I'm just saying, you know, I got a busy day. I don't want it to like, you know, it's a gift for you.
But you should actually. It is a very cool thing. So I'm going to bring it around to you in a second. I'm going to hand it to you here. Just get ready. I don't know about that skulls thing you got on your shirt right there. Okay, so we're waiting for Dr. Darvish.
That's Kat Von D.
We're waiting for Dr. Darvish. Hold on a second.
She might be there. Oh, no, we're still on hold.
All right, wait. Okay, hold on, everybody.
Hey, you can listen to their music.
Okay, check this out.
All right.
So for those of you that don't know what Benny and I are doing, Jorge Delgado was on the show before, and he is putting a special pilgrimage together, journey to Peru. And, you know, that journey is going to be in September. And what he did is he put together for me a very, we call it a bag, you could call it a bundle. And in here is a heart rock from Peru. But the cloth was handmade, and handmade from very special, traditional, sacred material. Now, Benny, check it out. Not to mention, it's my color. Isn't that the coolest?
Man, this is intense.
Isn't it intense?
I love the colors on
this. Isn't it great?
Woo.
Feel the texture of that.
You can just definitely feel the quality in it, for sure.
Now,
I mean, like,
somebody made that. Sat there and actually
made that. That's what I'm taken back by. You can't find this anywhere, like, just... Machines can't reproduce this.
No, it's amazing. I love it.
Wow, it's very cool. I'm jealous.
And the idea is that, you know, this is going to be for me when I join them. I got to step away from the mic. When I join them on the pilgrimage in September to
Peru.
It's a very special trip. you know, it's not really like other trips. I mean, they're going to have a part of this that, yes, is going to be in hotels. But the other part of it is going to be, you know, in exploring, in nature, in camping, in visiting some parts of Peru that only a person like Jorge can take you to. And so we are making sure we're giving out that information for all of you out there. And September is a great time to do it. Now, do we have Dr. Darvish yet? Because I have to tell you, if I'm going to go to Peru, I have to be about growing young.
Oh, yeah.
I'm right here, Dr. Pat. How are you?
Your show. This is a very timely show. Thank you, Dr. Jarvis. It's great to have you here.
Thank you.
I love this topic, growing young.
Yeah, it's a fun topic, isn't it?
It is a fun topic because the whole aging thing has become a multi-billion-dollar market, you know, for just about everything that you can even imagine. And I love that you picked this topic. So tell us in your words what growing young means and what we're going to talk about today.
Well, Pat, you know, I think there's a misconception out there, or we've kind of been misled, and we're finally starting to realize that the lifestyles that we've led since, you know, infancy, suddenly, you know, people are in their 50s and 60s, 70s, and they're saying, oh, my gosh, I don't want to grow old. There's so much to learn. There's so much to do. And they're suddenly realize, you know, there's a click in their head saying, wow, I've got to do something about keeping my energy. I don't want to be tired. I want to be young again. And so we're wanting to reverse this whole aging process or delay the aging process so we can keep up with what's been going on around us. And I think that we must realize that it's not, reversing aging doesn't happen now. It happened when, or it needs to start when we're very young, when we're actually even in the womb. And taking care of the baby that's in our womb, taking mm-hmm. care of the child in the infancy age, in the childhood age, teenage years, and so forth, till we get to a point where we are much healthier and, you know, slowing down basically the aging process.
Mm-hmm.
So growing young begins way back when.
Uh-huh.
However, I don't want to freak people out.
Because, yeah, okay. please.
You know, so we're realizing this, and there's still a lot to do in order to reduce the aging process. You know, we talk a lot about anti-aging.
Yes.
Some of that not necessarily, I think it's a misnomer in that it not necessarily reverses aging to where you were 20 years old, but it does help slow down the aging process. And it's breaking some of those old habits. Really, it's not necessarily a pill that you can take to reverse the aging. It's the lifestyle, the diet, the meditation, the mental thought process that we go through that we have to work on, the emotional release work that we need to work on in order to reduce the stress in our body. So the bottom line is really reducing the stress in order to slow down the aging process.
How do we measure the aging process? I mean, you know, this is kind of interesting. I was reading a something last night, and I was reading something, let me just say in biblical terms, you know, where Abraham or one of Abraham's, I don't know, one of the sons or something lived 172 years. So we read these things, right,
mm-hmm.
in ancient times, and everybody wants to debate that as if it's not possible to do that now. So how do we measure this thing which we're calling physical aging? Because certainly we can't do it by numbers anymore.
Well, you know, it's funny you ask this question because there is a study that just came out just in March of this year. And it was done by, I believe it was a Chinese study. And they looked at over 2,800 people, men and women. And they looked at these people who are between the ages of 30 and 98. And what they discovered was the 7 biological scores that doctors can use to evaluate the age that's happening within our body. Because, you know, you maybe say you're 50, but you may actually be older inside or even younger inside.
Right, exactly. Right.
Right. Again, it depends on all those factors we initially talk about, how the prenatal years, the infancy, childhood, puberty years, young adulthood, how healthy and how managing, how well you manage your lifestyle at that age, factors into the aging. So they figured out 7 biological scores. And these scores can actually be used not only to evaluate where you're at age-wise, but it can also help provide target age. Basically to help the doctors set goals and ourselves to set goals for ourselves as to where we want to be, where we need to be in order to help reduce the aging process and the damage within our body. So they're mostly cardiovascular heart-related measurements. One of them is called the IMT scan, IMT, which is in the thickness of the intima media, which means basically the inner lining of the artery all over our body. And one of the scans that we do is an ultrasound of the lining of the artery in our neck, the carotid artery. And it's been shown to highly correlate to, for instance, inflammation in the rest of the body, especially in the heart. If there's plaque formation, we can see what type of plaque. There's different types of plaque, and those plaques can reduce or increase our age and reduce our risk for stroke and heart attacks. So they use these that marker as one of the 7 markers to evaluate age. And we do that here in the office pretty regularly. And it's interesting, I get 30-year-old people coming in here, and then we run an ultrasound of their neck, and it comes back sometimes as I've had patients who've been 30 in age-wise, right?
Right.
But in actuality, their vascular age, the inside of their body, is like an 82-year-old.
Oh, my gosh.
That's
got to
be
scary. That's got to be shocking news. Let's take a short break and come back and talk about that, because, when you get that kind of information, and I know what it's like to get some of that information, you got to know what to do with it. And I think that's really what you and your team have been able to do, is how do you process that information? And then where do you go from there? How do you wrap your mind around growing younger? Let's take a short break, everybody. Dr. Nusheen Darvish is in the house. We'll be right back.
Let us die young or let us live forever. We don't have the power, but we never say that.
What if your best friend could take a peek into the future? Psychic, author, and cosmic coach Dougal Fraser is that friend. He's the queer guy with a third eye. From gossip to gurus, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show is a call-in advice show that provides insights and information on creating your best life. Every Tuesday at 10, he'll take calls and talk about love, money, sex, pop culture, and give free advice. No topic is off limits. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
Are you feeling stuck in a dead-end job? An unhappy relationship, or struggling with your health? Would you like to thrive in all areas of your life? Tricia Moore can help you find the answers you're looking for. A gifted, intuitive consultant, Tricia will help you find your passion and gain confidence to move ahead at record speed. Schedule a free 15-minute consultation. Call 206-618-8601 and visit TrishaMoore.com. Move into action, one intuitive step at a time.
Tired of not losing the weight? You need a healthy solution for weight loss that protects your muscle mass as the fat burns away naturally. Holistic Medical Center has the healthy option for your weight loss concerns. Lose 1 to 3 pounds per day in 21 days, naturally, under our physician supervision. Call Holistic Medical Center, 425-451-0404, or on the web, drdarvish.com, drdarvish.com.
Reservage Organics offers you the most advanced anti-aging product available. Our organic-based resveratrol formula, brought to you from the heart of our exclusive vineyards in southern France, has been clinically proven to reactivate your longevity gene and help preserve your youth. By including Reservage Resveratrol in your daily regimen, you can enhance cardiovascular function, metabolism, mental acuity, and collagen production. If you want to regain your youthful radiance and enhance your longevity, do so with the world's finest resveratrol from Reservage Organics. Why wait? Visit your local retailer and start the anti-aging process today. Reservage Organics, committed to the extension of youth naturally. Available online at Reservage.com and at the Vitamin Shop, Vitamin World, and Whole Foods Market. Visit Reservage.com and feel vitality today.
What are we attracting in our life and relationships, and why? And how can we let go of attracting and being attracted to things that may not serve us? Peter Kane has been facilitating deep relationship work for over 30 years. Author of The Monogamy Challenge, Creating and Keeping Intimacy, Peter is passionate about bringing aliveness into your life and relationships. Contact Peter Kane for counseling, coaching, or breathwork. Visit peterkane.org or contact Peter Kane at 425-802-2050.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. For more information about us, go to drpatlive.com. That's drpatlive.com. And in about a week or so, you're going to see we are going to fire up the old chat room that we've added to transformationtalkradio.com's website, where you folks will be able to chat during the show, chat with us, and talk about things that you hear on the show amongst yourselves. And also, you can always send us a question by either sending it through our instant feedback mechanism. If you go to the drpatshow.com or Transformation Talk Radio, it says right there, ask a question on the right hand side. And don't forget, you can also call us anytime throughout the show at our toll free number, 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. Dr. Nusheen Darvish is joining us today. The topic is growing young. And by the way, please go and find out what Dr. Darvish is up to. You can go to her website, drdarvish.com. So that's drdarvish.com. We're talking about growing young. We're talking about the anti-aging process, lifestyle factors, things that affect us. So Dr. Darvish now, here we are. We've got a society of folks that they say living longer than we've ever lived. You know, there's comments out there, the 60 is the new 50, 50 is the new 40. Pretty soon, 50 is going to be the new 30. I don't know, whatever that is. But it seems like at some level we're slowing things down. Yet at another level, we have a growing number of illnesses and diseases. So please help us understand these lifestyle factors and what we can do about it.
So, Pat, you're right. I think there's two groups right now in this aging or anti-aging process. One group is, the baby boomer group. And these baby boomers are living much longer. And they're recognizing, that lifestyle, diet, exercise, yoga, all of these things have such incredible benefits for making them feel healthier, younger, more energetic, mentally more present, emotionally more balanced. And then there is another group, the younger in the 30s, 40s group, that are, we've seen the most amount of illnesses come out of this group. And I think part of it is part of the toxicity that we have been exposed to as infants in this age group. So I think you're going to see you're seeing an increase in lifespan for a little bit during the baby boomer group, but I think once the baby boomer boomers pass on, you're going to see a drop in the lifespan of humans just because of the illnesses that are coming up with the younger age group. But there's so many things that we're learning about and we can change. And as I said at the beginning of the show, it really begins with the prenatal years and the infancy years. But at any age, if we can instigate some of these lifestyle changes, it's going to make a huge impact on the way we feel and function in this world. So one of the things that, you know, we talk about is just basically lifestyle factors. And there's so many recent studies going on about the effects of just various lifestyle changes on aging. For instance, they're finding that the more people socialize, the less they age, and that there is less risk of feeling disabled or being disabled. So socialization is a big issue. Okay, it's very important. When people are alone you know, they feel alone and they are alone, there's no support system, that they're more likely to be sick, more likely to be disabled, and live shorter lives. There is studies out there that say that a balanced social, spiritual, and physical life reduces aging.
Mm-hmm.
There's studies out there that are showing exercise increases hormone production, especially like testosterone. So, you know, right now the baby boomers and even, you know, people in their 40s and 50s are into taking testosterone for libido or for mental clarity, for strength. And, you know, basically we're, again, looking for the quick fix. Now, I'm not saying the testosterone may not be needed. I prescribe it when definitely when necessary, and we evaluate that frequently with testosterone and all the other hormones because they do impact our function. But I'm also saying that, you know, if we did exercise more or ate better, that that these hormones wouldn't get burnt out so quickly, that we would have more of them hanging out and even increasing, like exercise is shown in these studies to increase the testosterone levels. There is studies that show how exercise reduces heart disease and depression and cancer and inflammation, obesity. You know, a few years back, people who were who are on chemotherapy for cancer, there were studies showing that if they exercise during chemotherapy, that not only does their lifespan increase, but the quality of life increases, and the toxicity and the adverse reactions that they're getting from the chemo reduces. So exercise is really important for just our mental energy, our mental wellness, of course, sleep. And, of course, the biggest thing is for me, I find, is that exercise promotes hormone release that increases the sense of joyfulness in our body,
yeah.
in our being.
Yeah.
And that joyfulness promotes more of a positive attitude, and that positive attitude brings in more discipline and more wanting to feel better and taking care of ourselves.
Yeah. And don't you think, Dr. Darvish, that one of the things that is happening with exercise these days, at least from my point of view, is that it used to be there used to be this rule book out there that said, okay, you got to do 40 minutes of aerobics every day. Now what people are finding is, you know, they're going out, they're dancing at night. You know, they're doing weight training, they're walking, they've got elliptical machines, you know, there's Tai Chi. There's so much out there, so much more now, so that people can find something to fit their lifestyles, don't you think?
Exactly. And you know, that's the biggest thing, is that finding something that people enjoy, that you enjoy doing, but that it also works in your schedule. And you know, I think one of the other things is that not putting exercise as a secondary thing, because when we do that,
yeah, we do that.
We know when we do that, we're saying I'm not important,
right?
And you know, this brings me back to the whole concept of self-care. You know, self, for instance, is not just me. It's the energy within me. It's my relationship with others. It's my relationship with, you know, supreme energy force or God or whoever you want to call it.
Right.
That's all self. And if we learn to respect ourselves, and I think that's one of the things that we're missing in our society, is lack of respect for self and lack of love within ourselves. Because if we did really truly love ourselves and really truly respected ourselves, we would put the exercise as number one. And the diet and lifestyle is number one, because we realized how important it is that when we are exercising more and we're eating right, it makes us feel so much better that then suddenly that radiates to the relationships that we are having with other people and the community and the work that we're doing. And then that translates itself into feeling healthier and being healthier and aging less. You know, it's really intertwined. It's not one thing, does it? So it's not just that because exercise does it, but when you do put the exercise aside or when you do put the proper diet as priority, you're saying, you know, that I know that taking care of me means that I'm taking care of the community within me and around me.
Mm-hmm. Very, very powerful. And one of the most difficult things for us to do. Do you find that men do it better than women, or is it about the same?
You know, it's interesting. It used to be that it was all about women doing it.
Yeah.
Now I'm seeing more and more men realizing. And I think it's because the women have been the frontal force behind all of this. They are the pushing force, that they're feeling healthier. They're feeling much more energetic. They want to go out and do things. And their husbands are like, I want my little nap, or I want, you know, I don't feel like it. They're finding themselves falling behind their wives. They're finding themselves that they're feeling old, and their wives are feeling much more younger. And they want to start keeping up with them. I mean, I literally have men coming in saying, I want to keep up with my wife. You know?
Yeah.
So I'm seeing that shift happening where men are starting to realize that they need to do the self-care as well.
I love it.
Not just women.
I love it. We're going to take a short break, and we've got a special thing here. You know, let me just say this to all of you out there. What do you think the Italians discovered? You know, what kind of study did they put together? How many men and women did they look at? And what did they find? Those Italians out there. And more importantly, Dr. Darvish has a special, special announcement about a study that she's participating in as well. Let's take a short break. When we come back, dietary factors. What are you putting in your mouth? Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Sugar fly with me. Don't you
know now? It's the bird. Hey, Mary, I haven't seen you in so long. You look so different. What happened to your glasses? Did you have surgery?
Whoa.
I never noticed how blue your eyes are.
No, I didn't have surgery, and I don't have to wear glasses anymore. I searched the internet, and I found a website. It's called BetterEyesightNow.com. It is the best thing I have ever done. There's a program called Regaining Your Vision Naturally. And, oh, by the way, it helps reduce stress. You should check it out. And you might be able to get rid of your glasses. Go to BetterEyesightNow.com.
The In Search of the Miraculous 3-day workshop at the Omega Institute from July 29th to the 31st can change your life. Learn how to identify and erase your unconscious program. Experience the quick and profound results of the revolutionary self-healing Dalian method, and fast forward your healing journey into consciousness with direct individual guidance from Mata. To register for this life-changing workshop with Eliza Mata Dalian at the Omega Institute, visit the calendar of events at dalianmethod.com.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
8 out of 10 people suffer from chronic lower back pain. Are you one of them? Finally, a simple, inexpensive way you can stop the pain at home. It's called the Vacupractor. The Vacupractor's unique patented method uses vacuum pressure and leverage targeting only the lumbar region. You'll get guaranteed results or your money back, and it's far less than a trip to the doctor's office. Finally, a back pain treatment that works.
For more information about the Vacupractor or to order yours, call 800-676-9320 or visit vacupractor.com.
As many as 96% of Americans are extremely deficient in iodine. Hi, this is Paul from Seeing Earth Nutrition. Thankfully, there's a simple step many of us are already taking to help boost the protective benefits of iodine within the thyroid and literally every cell within our body, Emerald C. Emerald C is a rich and rare natural source of iodine from the most nutrient-dense species of seaweed on the planet. If there's enough iodine in our bodies, radioactive fallout is no longer able to concentrate in the thyroid and it will simply pass through. This is just one of the many benefits of natural, food-based iodine. It not only helps to ensure proper operation of the thyroid and our entire endocrine system, it helps to protect this vital gland from the dangers of radioactive fallout. Knowing this, we can take prudent, precautionary steps to protect ourselves and loved ones from any potential radioactive dangers, including those we already face every day. To purchase Emerald C, visit C, that's S-E-A, and earth.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. Dr. Nooshin Darvish is in the house. For more information about Dr. Darvish, you can certainly go to our website, drdarvish.com. To make an appointment or to meet the team over there, it's really easy for you to do. 425-451-0404. 425-451-0404. And by the way, Dr. Darvish has a great blog. You can go to www.drdarvish.com. TruthBehindPain.com. That's TruthBehindPain.com. So, Dr. Darvish, tell us what the Italians have been up to.
You know, they did this study just recently. 41,000 of these Italians, men and women. So, it's amazing. 41,000. And they were looking at diet, and they found that a diet that was very high in antioxidants, such as vegetables and fruit and whole grains, raw nuts, and here's the bonus for your for you, Seattleites, coffee.
That's what I was waiting for that. That is the first time I think you have ever, in the since you've been on the show, have at least given a statistical plug for coffee.
Coffee, and then there's chocolate. Although I have to say, dark chocolate, and even better is raw cacao, but no sugar. Okay,
right.
So we're not talking about the sugary processed stuff. We're talking about the real, you know, cacao beans that are used in your diet.
Right.
Okay. So they found that the more of an antioxidant diet that people have, there's a huge decline in the risk of strokes and heart attacks. So the more we eat, you know, the raw foods, the raw nuts, the whole grains. And whole grains, we're talking about, you know, whole brown rice and whole oats, not talking about processed, you know, even brown rice pasta or processed brown rice crackers or, you know, anything that's processed. We're talking about the whole grain itself.
Yes.
But the more we're eating these whole grains, the fruits, the vegetables, the cacao, the lower risk we have for chronic diseases like stroke. And, you know, this is really important study because when we talk about stroke, stroke is complicated in the sense that it is the end result of chronic inflammation that's been going on in the blood vessels. Okay? And chronic inflammation, if it doesn't show up as stroke, it can definitely show up as cancer. It can show up as pain. It can show up as depression, it can show up as anxiety, it can show up as sleep troubles, you know. So it's not necessarily just stroke that we're talking about, it's the whole inflammatory process that goes on within our body when we are eating more processed foods, more meat, more sugars, more sodas. All of those things increase the inflammation, increase the aging process. So this was a really great study looking at 41,000 men. And woman, not, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
So that was one. Then there has been many studies in the last several years looking at fasting and calorie-restrictive diets and how they decrease the aging process and increase lifespan. And if you look, actually, back to centuries, and you look through different religious work, you will see that every religion has brought in an aspect of fasting.
Mm.
Okay?
Right, that's true.
it's not only important for the spiritual, strength, but it's also really important for the physical and mental well-being.
Mm.
So I do encourage people to fast or go on a caloric restrictive diet at least once, if not twice a year, to help reduce the aging process.
And don't you think, though, if most people do that, they really should do that under supervision?
Oh, of course they should.
Because we go a little crazy with that one there.
We do. And there's so many different types of fasts and detoxes and so forth. And you really need to know which one is for you.
Exactly.
Specifically.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. So, you've got to be monitored and given the right things to take and the right diet to do to fast.
Yeah.
And that's a whole different topic that we can talk about another time.
I think we need to, because I think we're hearing more and more and more and more about detox and less and less and less about how to do it in a way that will get you optimum health.
That's right. That's right. So, diet makes a huge difference. There's new studies out there showing pomegranate juice helps reduce inflammation in the joints. So, those people out there with arthritis, if they only had pomegranate juice, it would help reduce the joint inflammation. It's also been known to reduce leukemia and prostate cancer. It's really great for prostate cancer. Green tea, green tea, of course, is great for cancers and inflammation, but there's a new study showing that it increases mental alertness and improves memory. So all of us, who are feeling a decline in our mental abilities, perimenopausal, postmenopausal, my memory doesn't work as well. I'm forgetting my key here and I'm forgetting that green tea would be a great addition to your day to improve your memory and alertness. And then we look at blueberries. Blueberries, here's for those people who want to lose some weight, blueberries have been shown to break down fat cells and also prevent fat cell formation. So thereby, blueberries also reduce heart disease and reduce your cholesterol and all of this other stuff. So, throwing in a couple of blueberries, frozen blueberries, in a shake every morning or having them throughout the day or whatever you do is really important for your metabolism, but also for the aging process and chronic disease prevention. Then we've got mushrooms. Mushrooms are
Let's talk about mushrooms. Yeah, because we're learning a lot about mushrooms right now.
Mushrooms are just awesome. It used to be that we would say if you've got, for instance, yeast infection, don't have mushrooms because they grow the yeast. Well, that is totally not correct. Mushrooms actually have anti-yeast properties. They have antifungal properties. So if you do actually have fungus or yeast within your body, mushrooms help reverse that. They're finding that the bigger the mushroom, it doesn't allow for the small mushrooms to grow. Okay, so that's one of the reasons that it kills off the yeast, because when you've got the large mushrooms, it's pushing off the yeast. They also are very high in beta-glucans, and beta-glucan is very important for inflammation reduction, but it's also important for your digestive system. It also has very strong anti-cancer properties. I mean, I could go on with the beta-glucan thing. It detoxes you. It's just really awesome. Mushrooms, and I'm talking about mushrooms like reishi, shiitake, cordyceps, maitake, turkey tail, all of these great mushrooms that Asian cultures use in their cooking so much, and we're just beginning to use in our cooking, have such incredible effects on the immune function, libido, hormone function, adrenal function, and so forth, brain function. So mushrooms are really, really something that I encourage. In fact, I have one of the best mushrooms in our from U.S. in our office.
Yes.
And we give that in teaspoon, tablespoonfuls, powder, so they get a whole load of these concentrated form of mushrooms into their system. And, I've seen, for instance, trigeminal neuralgia. I don't know if you know what that is, but that is extremely excruciating facial pain that people get from nerve pain that, you know, they just can't function. And I've had patients who've been dealing with this for years. They've been on all sorts of pain medications, not touching it. And suddenly, I give them one or two forms of mushroom, teaspoon, two or three times a day. The pain is gone in a week. It's incredible.
It is incredible, because that is hard for anybody to recognize that you can make changes like this in diet and have this kind of shift. I want to just go back and just be really clear on a couple of things. When we're talking about blueberries or we're talking about pomegranate juice, don't we need to be really mindful of, you know, that famous high glucose corn syrup or sugar business that gets
this
put in them?
So I'm talking about organic stuff.
Let's talk about this.
Completely organic, pesticide-free stuff.
Right.
Without any other additives, preservatives, any other thing added to them.
Yeah.
So
because,
really, you know, the true stuff, the pomegranate juice. Go get the pomegranate and squeeze it out, for instance, yourself. Or get the blueberries, throw them in a shake. Get the organic blueberries, you know. So, making sure that they're really high quality. Now, going back to the mushrooms, though, it's the same comes true for mushrooms. There's a lot of mushroom products out there, over the counter. You know, you find them in capsules. You find them in many different things. Most of those mushrooms come from outside of the country. A lot of them grown from China, for instance, and a lot of them are actually toxic with heavy metals and other toxins. So those are the mushrooms that you don't want to have, and unless you know what you're doing with mushrooms, you know, I would suggest not going out there and picking up a capsule, but do incorporate them into your diet. You know, you walk down Whole Foods or PCC or whatever, and there's organic mushrooms sitting there. Grab them and throw them in your stew or throw them in your stir fry or whatever you're making. You know, they're usually really, I really like the taste of mushrooms.
Well, we're learning so much about this, you know, and honestly, these are really some very easy things for people to do. I think that, you know, in talking about this, Dr. Darvish, that what we're finding is some of these mid-course corrections that we make in our lives aren't as complex as they used to seem. You know, where there's a lot of more information out there now on how we can do some of the things you're talking about. And certainly now, especially if we're talking about mushrooms, you know, these high-grade mushrooms that you carry as well, that, you know, for example, the ones that I use that I put in my tea and my drink and so forth, I mean, these are now available. So we have kind of making it easier for people, don't you think?
Oh, we definitely are. I mean, there's so much information out there. That's good, and there's also really, you know, not so accurate information out there. So I do, you know, there's a lot out there, but I do also recommend people to really seek healthcare professionals who know more about these things.
Absolutely.
And guide people to the correct mushrooms, for instance.
Absolutely.
Correct.
All right. Let's take a short break. When we come back, what is the missing ingredient? If you're doing all of these things and you're still not seeing the kind of progress you want, what might be missing? Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show and Dr. Nusheen Darvish.
Bambusa bamboo products saves trees and reduces waste by providing a new material for bathroom tissue and baby wipes. Bambusa bamboo products offers the only tree-free 100% bamboo bathroom tissue and award-winning baby wipes made from ultra-soft bamboo-derived fibers. Using material from renewable bamboo is the ideal alternative for toilet paper and wet wipes. Call 866-996-2867 or visit bambusa.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
Get ready to feel more alive.
Alive with a Deal brings you the truth behind things you experience every day, ways you can heal yourself, and choices that make you feel truly alive. A Deal is a true Renaissance man, a world-renowned yoga master, naturopathic doctor for 10 years, an attorney, and has degrees in physics, math, hypnotherapy, massage, operatic singing, plus he's an expert in green home building. Alive with a Deal discusses health for your body, from heartache to heartburn, your mind, from judgment to joy, your home, from cooking to color, and your spirit, so you can bring forth your talents hidden deep within. A Deal bravely discusses things most people wouldn't touch, delivered with compassion, integrity, and wit. Alive with a Deal is about your own healing so that you feel more alive. Tune in each Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on Transformation Talk Radio and Alternative Talk. Feel more alive. Alive with a Deal.
Tired of not losing the weight? You need a healthy solution for weight loss that protects your muscle mass as the fat burns away naturally. Holistic Medical Center has the healthy option for your weight loss concerns. Lose 1 to 3 pounds per day in 21 days, naturally, under our physician supervision. Call Holistic Medical Center, 425-451-0404, or on the web, drdarvish.com, drdarvish.com.
Psychic Dougal Fraser, the queer guy with a third eye, one of the country's most popular psychics, joins Transformation Talk Radio with a call-in advice show that will provide insights and information on creating your best life. You've seen him on The Real Housewives of Orange County, Dancing with the Stars, and so much more. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show will both inspire and crack you up with laughter. Tune in every Tuesday at 10. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By. Dr. Nusheen Darvish is joining us here today. Before we talk about the missing link, Dr. Darvish has a very special announcement, something we're so excited about. Right, Dr. Darvish?
Yeah.
All right. Bring it on.
So, Dr. Pat, I wanted to announce the study that we will be conducting, and we're looking for participants. It's for females between the age of 21 and 50 who really are pretty healthy, except that they've either got some breast pain or discomfort, or they've got fibrocystic breast tissue. We're using a product that is topical, that's completely organic, natural, that helps remove the toxicity in the breast tissue, helps reduce the pain and inflammation and discomfort, and reduces the fibrocystic disease within the breast. So if anybody is interested, please do give us a call. And the number for this study is 425-999-6522. So 425-999-6522. Or you're welcome to email at info@holisticconsulting.com, which is H-O-L-I-S-T-I-Q-U-E, the French version of holistic. So holisticconsulting.com. info@holisticconsulting.com or 425-999-6522 to see if you qualify.
Excellent.
For this study. So we're very, very excited about that, because this can be very revolutionary in the way of reducing toxicity in breast tissue and thereby reducing breast cancer risks.
Oh, it's huge.
It's huge.
Huge. This is huge. Wow. Because we haven't had studies of this nature at all.
Not at all. And, right. You know, it's what the world's coming to. I mean, you know, usually when you apply for authorization to run such a study through the Institution Review Board, it takes months and months to go back and forth and back and forth to get an approval.
Right.
This was approved on the spot immediately within a month, which was incredible, never heard of.
That's unprecedented.
So it is.
I couldn't even get my doctoral study approved in that amount of time. And I wasn't doing any, you know, like, things with people.
I know. it's just amazing. Mm. So it's meant to be. We hope to make some major changes with reducing the risk for breast cancer for females.
Wow. Congratulations. And we will definitely be here to support this.
Thank you so much.
Wow, it's huge. So the missing link. I call this the missing link, Dr. Darvish, because in my own personal journey, and I'm still discovering this about myself and working with you, there are many things that I know that I've done well with my body. I'm pretty obedient. When you tell me to go do something, I go do it. But the thing I think that has been a conundrum for all of us is this last piece we're going to talk about. But this is a piece that not only do you emphasize, but you help people with. Let's talk about what the missing link is here.
Pat, I think there's two missing links.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think there's at least. Well, let's cover two.
They're intertwined in a sense. One, I think that you're talking about is the emotional link.
That's one.
And the emotional link is vital. I mean, I find that chronic diseases, for instance, the whole aging process, people age with stress. And what is stress? Stress is usually a combination of the physical toxicity connected to an emotional toxin or emotional stress, right? And until people clear the emotional stress that's going on, the aging process or the disease will not subside. And what I mean by clearing is that, you know, you basically become detached from the trauma, the drama, the stress around you or towards you, within you, that you realize that you're just a hollow reed, that you can allow things to come and go, and that the present, it's all in our head. It's really a perception that we have of the way people are being with us or we're being with them, or the stories that we've heard. You know, it becomes a perception, it becomes a story. You realize that that was a story that happened last year or last month or 10 years ago or 20 years ago. I don't need to carry that with me as a baggage anymore.
Right.
I can let it go.
Mm-hmm.
And as you let it go, your cup kind of empties out. And as the cup empties out, it has more room to fill up with all the good, positive stuff.
Right.
And so that's that. The emotional is very, very important. The other missing link is the spirituality portion of it. And spirituality, I think we have quite a different. You know, people have different understandings of what spirituality means. Some people think of it as a religious practice.
Right.
But really, if you think about what we are an energy force, right?
Right.
We are energy. And I was telling one of my new patients the other day, I said, you know, we've got the physical body, we've got the mental body, the mind, and then we've got the energy or the spiritual body. The spiritual body is really what is the engine within us. I mean, you can go to a cadaver lab and study anatomy all you want, but you're really working on dead people. And in fact, if you look at Western medicine, the way we work is that we do surgery on dead people. We basically take us and put ourselves into a dead space, you know, give ourselves anesthetics, or really, you know, some people get frozen, their blood gets pulled out before they do surgery, and we're doing surgery on a dead body in a sense with no energy to it, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's that energy force that brings us to life that helps our body function, our mind be present, our relationships to happen. So that energy force is not just part of me. It's part of you. It's part of all of us. And it's what I call spirituality. It's connecting with the world around us and God and nourishing that. Because as you nourish that, the more clear you become at an emotional level and the more clear you become at the physical level. It is all so integrated. It's incredible.
Mm.
So regular spiritual practice, you know, whether it is a form of yoga or meditation or prayer,
right.
or just the practice of volunteering and giving out of the goodness of your heart.
Mm-hmm.
It all has been shown to reduce stress, of course, and boost your immune system and reduce cancer. People with cancer or chronic disease live much longer when they're involved in some kind of a spiritual practice and support system that way.
I think it is so essential. And you said something very important. It really is a practice. It's like anything else that we decide to embark on.
Exactly.
Right. And whatever it is that spirituality means to the individual.
Exactly.
Darvish, what a great show. Thank you so much. Again, give out that information about your website and about that study again, if you would.
So it's drdarvish.com, drdarvish.com. That's our website. And then there is the study. And the phone number for the study is 425-999-6522 or info@holisticconsulting.com. So if anybody's interested, females between age of 21 to 50, please call that number, 425-999-6522.
Thank you so much, Dr. Darvish, everybody. Go to the website, drdarvish.com. If you've missed any part of this, you can get the archive on my website, thedrpatshow.com. Remember, everybody, you have the power within to do just about anything you desire. Let's do it together. We'll see you next time on The Dr. Pat Show.